Transpower says it's still trying to figure out what caused a massive power outage to the top of the North Island today. A circuit supplying power to Northland and the Far North tripped at about 9:30 this morning while the backup was down for maintenance. The outage affected about 80,000 customers north of Warkworth, leaving much of the region without power. Katie Scotcher reports.
Mike Graham would normally be toasting bagels and making coffee at the Hellhole Cafe in Russell, but an unexpected power cut at 9:30 this morning forced him to take the day off.
That's OK, I think we'll just take the boat out.
Good weather where you are?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Most businesses north of Warkworth shut up shop for the morning or day, unable to operate without power. Mike Graham was in the middle of serving a customer when the power cut.
His bagel was just about to go through the toaster machine and then it stopped. So he ate half a cold bagel and he spat the rest out. Cold bacon's probably not ideal.
Mr Graham was in good spirits despite the closure and the potential loss of chilled stock. The Marsden Point oil refinery also lost power and had to shut down its system. It's now in the process of restarting operations. Its spokesperson, Greg McNeil, says locals would have noticed a large flame flaring from the plant.
We've got a lot of refining product under pressure and under heat. When you get a loss of power, you need to actually have a safety valve to release those gases safely. So we have what's called a flare at the end of the plant.
By 1 o'clock this afternoon, North Power and Top Energy were able to supply power to the region again. Transpower says it still doesn't know what caused the outage. Its chief executive, Alison Andrew, says a helicopter has been sent to try and find out.
What we do is when we have a fault on the circuit, we will often fly a line to see if we can see any obvious evidence of what may have caused the trip. For instance, a damaged conductor, failed insulators. There's various things that can happen, and a visual test can be a very helpful way of understanding whether we have a further risk or what might have given us some help as to what might have caused the issue.
She says it's the fourth loss of supply in 5 years and the second this year.
That's not something that we want to happen, and we're making sure that we understand what caused this issue and that we take the requisite steps to learn from that.
Alison Andrew says maintenance on the second circuit has been paused until the cause of the fault is identified. Mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott Churaho.